BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Tomorrow I have to commentate on a football match at Wembley Stadium between the Radio Wanderers and Ollie Hotmer's team. It's a great honour to be asked. It's Wembley, innit? But I am quite stressed as I've never done this before in my life. Chris still has beef with Matt Fincham as he is not picked for the team this time round. Rebecca Black has got a new song out, it's good. I introduce you to a Spanish Christmas hit, which is a banger. And Christmas goes a little bit wrong over at Chris's house. You know, a lot of times we can't remember stuff we've said on the show. I can't remember why I don't like Shakin' Stevens.
No, I think it's just become something that every year you reinforce this point that you don't like Shakin' Stevens. But
I don't remember why I don't. And that's a bit weird.
What should we call him?
We've got his number.
I'm sure we can get hold of Shakin' Stevens, can't we?
You know what? I'd rather not, because I think it's awkward now, because I think I've said some terrible things about him over the years.
Well, you have. I mean, we could make a compilation, play them to him, and then ask him why you would think that.
Absolutely not. It's the season of goodwill. So I was the best man at my mate's wedding this weekend. That's fun.
I'm not just saying it because it's you. Your speech was, it was so much better than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, it was really good.
Yeah, I don't think there's really much of it we could say on air, is there?
You did such a good job of insulting the groom, the bride, the bride's family. It's like you really went through one at a time.
Yeah.
But in a really eloquent and well-delivered way.
Thank you very much. And I like to think that they all, they all got the joke and that I didn't mean it. But yeah, pretty much everybody close to the bride and groom were targeted in the course of those 5 minutes.
There was one bit that you said, and it's really frustrating that I can't say it right now, but I took a kind of sip of wine, and as you said it, I did that thing, you know, where it goes all over your face because you've kind of laughed into... Seriously, it was, and it was good fun.
Was that the bit about the sofa that used to be in our old flat?
It was all about the sofa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what was the beauty of it was, you knew that only a few people in that room would know exactly what that meant.
Mm. I really enjoyed it. I was so nervous though because there were speeches from the bride's dad, maid of honour, the groom himself, but then all of them before me, obviously, they were like, don't worry, if my speech isn't any good, there's going to be a professional on next. It's like, no, this is not what I do for a living.
And there was a stand-up comedian kind of in between. It was, for me, it was weird. I've been to worse stand-up comedy nights.
And the speeches were strong.
There were strong speeches. And this guy linking all of them...
is an actual comedian.
Is an actual comedian.
So no pressure. And thanks for DJing as well.
My pleasure. It all went all right, actually, didn't it?
Even I danced.
I noticed at one point. I've never seen you dance before.
I do not do dancing. Do you remember when I came up to you at the end? I was like, why have you stopped? You're like, I've been on for 5 hours. I was like, oh, right.
My favourite bit, though, is I said to you at one point in the evening, I was like, do you fancy coming over and giving us a hand at some point? You were like, yeah, sure. At one point, I played Lady Gaga, and your only input the whole evening on proceedings was to lean over and bump the speed up on it.
Oh, I did do that, yeah. I was like, God, this is dragging. Speed it up.
You can't just reach over and do that, though, Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Something else I've noticed at weddings of late is that proper choreography for the first dance now seems to be on. I think this is because it's on Strictly all the time. It's been inspired by Strictly.
Yeah, it's true. Their first dance, which didn't you miss?
Yeah, I missed that, yeah.
Shouldn't. Probably have said that on the radio.
That's the only bit I missed.
Best man misses the first dance.
Well, I heard you playing Queen, and I was like, oh, I've just missed the first dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they did it. You're right. It was this like pre-practiced, pre-choreographed thing.
Because my best
classical
mate.
Music.
My best mate was like, we need to go upstairs and practice the dance like half an hour before. I was like, what?
Should have preempted it. We all should have got cards printed with 7 written on it.
Yes.
Just held it up. That would have been epic.
It really would. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, so this football match is tomorrow between Merseys team and the Radio 1 team. You don't want to talk about it, do you?
There's not much, not much for me to say, I guess.
Okay. So, as it stands, you're still not on the Radio 1 team, no?
I believe not.
Okay.
No. I mean, I don't think I've endeared myself to the producer of the show, Matt Fincham, by trying to arrange for 4 tons of horse manure
to be delivered outside his house. Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't think there's space for me. I think that's the thing. It's
right. I mean, it's a strong lineup.
I'm going to try find any way I can to get there, though. They were talking about me maybe being assistant manager, but
okay,
I'm not quite sure what that would entail.
I've got to do the commentary.
I know.
So make sure you're listening to that tomorrow. Is that offensive to you as well? Because I don't know anything.
Slightly.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk more about this in the next half hour. Sack off Southampton's been on. Did Chris drop Trout at the wedding at all? Because he says it happens at all weddings. No, we didn't get around to it, did we? To dropping our pants.
Well, we discussed it earlier. Do you remember that?
Yeah, we were talking about it, but then just didn't get around to it. To be honest, the wedding was a very classy event. Wasn't it?
It wouldn't have been appropriate, I don't think.
But Zach, no, we didn't. The first wedding I haven't, to be honest. The Scott Mills
Daily. Hello?
Hi.
Hello, who's that?
Anna.
Hi, Anna. Where are you today?
London.
Okay. You alright?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you? How's Chris? Hi, Chris.
Yeah, he's alright. Oh, thanks for asking. Yeah. How can I help you?
Well, I found something on the internet that I think you might like. I saw on the YouTube homepage, Rebecca Black has a new video called Saturday. I thought she was like, hey!
Blimey. Wow. You sound like you just broke yourself by hooing.
Oh, there's two other of us, so that's probably why it was so loud. Hello!
Can you do it? Can you do another one, please, and I'll give you some echo?
Oh, that is horrible.
You're hooing too hard there because...
too hard.
Yeah, you need to... What you need to do is, take the phone away from your mouth because at the moment it's just noise.
Mm.
Yeah.
Try again. Okay. Better, yeah. Anyway, yes, Rebecca Black off of Friday.
Yeah.
So this is the long-awaited follow-up, is it? Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday.
I think we can all remember Friday. It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Now, I looked up the video for this. Nobody is enjoying themselves on the video for this track. This is the new one, Saturday. What are your thoughts on this, Anna?
I think it's awful. I mean, it's not as cheesy as the first one, but, at the end, when that guy comes in trying to be a gangster and, shouts all these words at her, is that?
My favourite is that this one is Rebecca Black feet someone else, so... It's
with Dave Days.
Who is Dave Days, please? Who is he?
I have no idea who Dave Days is.
Oh, but you said it like you knew who he was.
Oh, no, I don't know who he is.
Well, Dave Days is the person that Rebecca is singing with on this song, but doesn't seem to get much credit. It's all about Rebecca.
I know, it's all about Rebecca.
I'm not sure about this song, Scott.
Do you want to hear Dave? Here he is.
Hello?
Hey, come over.
I'll be right over. I just got to find my pants.
Rolling up on the scene. Want you here right next to me.
Love Dave Days.
Dave Days.
Thanks.
I know his name is Days, and I know the song's like the days of the week, but come on! Dave Days, Friday, Saturday.
Who's with you?
My friends.
And their names are?
Lillian and Maya.
Sure.
Just looking up Dave Days.
Yeah, what's his work before?
He's a bit who, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, a lot of that conversation was just posh noise, but I loved it. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Love you, bye. Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I enjoyed that last call from Anna. Call back soon, Anna. So, in Wembley news, it's happening tomorrow. It's the big rematch of the Radio Wanderers and Ollie Hotmers. Mers is being overconfident, I think.
Do you think he's assembled a very good team?
He has. So I'll be there tomorrow morning, which you'll be able to hear on Radio 1 on The Breakfast Show, being absolutely useless at football commentary. Why did they ask me to do this? Is it hilarious he doesn't know anything about football joke again?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a case that, you know, they're obviously trying to fill spaces in certain things, aren't they? So so you've obviously been chosen for your commentary skills.
Now, I'm going to be on with Michael Owen.
Amazing.
I've heard of him.
Wow.
And also Guy Mowbray, who I'm told is a legendary...
He's an absolute legend, yeah.
Commentator, yes, on Five Live. Here's some of Guy at work.
Certainly West Ham, when either team has had the ball for any period, which hasn't been often, let's be honest, they've looked more assured with it. Now, Cole, can he get away? There's a ball over the top. He's wriggled free of Gavidon. Downing's arriving in the box for him. It's right across, but it was just under the heel of Downing, not in front of him as he would have liked it. And it's bounced away and punched in his back, and he turns it out for a throw.
Oh, what does it all mean?
Do you understand? Are you keeping up with that?
Absolutely not. Can't I just be like, there's a bloke there, and he's running up, and he's got a red shirt on, looks a bit like Oli Mears, probably is.
I think you're going to give a very refreshing... a kind of side to commentary, and football commentary in particular.
But I'm going to be sat next to legendary Guy Mowbray. He's going to think I'm an absolute idiot.
See, that I think that would be the coolest photo ever, to have like Michael Owen, Guy... I mean, that's really cool, Scott. You're familiar with Michael Owen's work?
I am, yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Familiar with that, yeah.
Good.
Not so much Guy.
But you need to... What you're going to have to think of, I suppose, throughout the night, tonight, is maybe things that you can talk about. What I would suggest you have set is some clichés. Like,
okay.
You know when you did the X Factor Serbia thing? It's not a bad idea, this.
Okay.
Have some things in mind that you can say before, and then just say them.
Can someone please give me some clichés? Should we open this up? 8-1-9
You know how Louis Walsh did his, you know, he says the same things every week on the X Factor. It's almost become a bit of a joke.
Yeah.
That's what you need. You need those set things. Strong,
okay.
Strong in the tackle, etc.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. So 8-1-9 if you've got any of these for me, I will write them down and take them with me tomorrow. You can hear all this on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show tomorrow morning. What's your role then? Are you off?
Unclear. I believe, I mean, I was dumped. Last week, they've had a complete overhaul. In fact, of the team, there's not. Is there anyone remaining that played in the original game?
I don't know. Let me just hear this.
Maybe should we have him as a sub?
I mean, we don't.
We could have him as a sub.
We're not that cruel. And despite him trying to order a load of horse manure to be dropped outside my house, I don't carry a grudge. I feel bad because I know it means a lot to him. Maybe he should come. I mean, to add insult to injury, the fact that we've got Scott of all people commentating on it from nine.
Maybe we get him to be my assistant manager. That could be good.
I mean, he could be that.
That could be good because I literally don't know any football terms. So I could say, he could be like a translator.
Well, I think this is making a big mockery of the beautiful game.
It does feel a little bit like I'm being cast as the lobster at the school nativity.
I was a tree one year. How do you think I felt?
But anyway, do you know what? I would
just wanted to be a wise man.
I would love to, and I'm aware that Matt Fincham and the Radio 1 Breakfast Show team probably listen to this right now.
They are. He's grinning to himself.
I've not kept it. I would love to go to Wembley. I will do whatever it takes to be at any kind of role.
Okay. Maybe you can help me tomorrow.
If they can make that dream come true, if it's assistant manager, if it's the other roles they've suggested as in, I don't know, what was it, picking up underwear or something? I don't quite know why you've got to do that at a football match, but they seem to think that you do.
Why are people dropping trout at this match?
I don't know, but they seem to have it in their head that's happening.
Good. Do I have to say close but no cigar? Is that one?
That's a good one. Yeah.
Okay.
I like the old school ones. That's good.
There's loads coming in. Thanks so much for these guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier in this half hour, we may have hooed somebody called Dave Days. And that we retract that because he's a prolific YouTuber with 1.5 million subscribers.
Yeah, so
and he's made videos with Miley Cyrus.
We're retracting that who right away.
Absolutely, yes, we are.
Do you know what it was? I spelt his name wrong on Google and found someone else, and it was a very different story.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh wow, not the same, Dave.
No.
Right. Okay. I don't understand any of this football stuff now. I really feel out of my depth. He couldn't hit a barn door with a banjo. What's that?
Yeah, I've got to say, a lot of these that are coming in seem to be sort of old. If you don't buy a ticket, you don't win the raffle. They're all worth noting down, though.
Are these off the 70s?
Turn on a sixpence.
What? Are the ref's eyes painted on? What?
It's a game of two halves. That's
I know that one. David Beckham territory here.
You know what that's for? So if there's a sort of dangerous-looking free kick just outside the box... You do want the right jot these down though, and just reel them out. That will be the key.
I keep this piece of paper for tomorrow.
Yeah, and then you know, just every now and then, just sort of pepper the commentary with it.
Okay.
Other than that, I just wouldn't talk.
All right, so leave it to Guy, do you think, and
100%.
And to Michael Owen. But I'll just chip in with these now and again.
Yeah.
Mark right there, known for his hard tackle, all that kind of stuff.
Also, you can give, I mean, you can talk about what Guy Mowbray might not be so familiar with is, say, the Rizzle kicks.
Oh, I see. He won't know any of the players.
Which is where you'll come in handy.
I can certainly fill him on that. So the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, tomorrow morning.
Do you want me to teach you about positions after the show? I'll sit down and talk you through that so you're fully prepped.
Okay, cool. The Scott Mills Daily.
Here at LS, LSU, time of your life. Here at LS, LSU.
Oh, that was so good when Loughborough Student Union did that little cover, wasn't it?
It was their exec department. It was like all the student reps.
I love it.
They wanted to do an introductory video. They did it to that song. Do you know what? I love that song even more now because of that video that the LSU lot did.
Jack's been on saying, I cannot listen to Naughty Boy now without singing LS, LSU. It's true.
LS, LSU. Always on your side. We're exec at LSU.
Absolute legends.
There's loads for you to do at LSU. For 4 years, Rock has raised $1 million.
Democracy gives you the chance to speak. The sport you can't top. Volunteer until you drop it.
Is it?
La, la, la,
I love it! Oh.
You can still find that video.
It's
like in several places on YouTube. I think
so
there were
good.
Some problems when we first talked about it.
Yeah, I think they had to take
I don't
it
know
down.
If Naughty Boy was happy.
No, I don't think Naughty Boy is that keen. But you can find it in places now. It's just like the best video of the year for me, yeah, I think. You know, sometimes on Twitter, I'm amazed by people who follow me.
Like, who's following you?
Well, just like pop stars and stuff. Sometimes they're like, I can't believe they follow me. It's very exciting.
So name one. If someone was to say, name a good one, like...
Sam Callahan off X Factor.
Okay.
Just started following me today.
Didn't you... You told me last week Ellen DeGeneres was following you.
Yes, that was... I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Actual Ellen DeGeneres follows me, or her show follows me. How cool is that?
Huge.
Because we look the same.
Yeah.
And I've just noticed that actual Santa Claus follows me.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you
official
verified?
Santa. Well, here's the thing.
Is it verified?
He's not verified yet.
Surely that's on the way.
Santa is trying to get verified in time for Christmas.
How heartless of Twitter. Verify Santa.
All he wants is a blue tick.
Well, too right.
That's what Santa wants at the moment. It is not happening. Bless. I hope he gets it before Christmas.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's too right in one.
Wow. That was the Glee cast and Jingle Bells.
You know, you always say, you often remind me that it's your name above the doors.
Well, it is.
Scott Mills.
That's it, yeah.
Some people not feeling as Christmassy is.
I know, come on,
expect.
Everyone. It's Christmas. It was the Glee cast. Someone says, you've now completely destroyed all of your credibility. Oh, come on, sweetheart. I never had any.
I guarantee, I mean, there's one thing to be said, you won't hear that on any other show.
I don't think you will. Like, I don't think that Fern will be playing that, or Greg, and maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to fit like a glove with me, doesn't it? That was the Glee cast and Jingle Bells. Hey, how did your tree day go yesterday? Did you put your tree up?
Oh, right, so when, this first time I've gone about doing this kind of thing, went and got a tree, they're well expensive.
They are, yeah, they are quite expensive.
And
have you checked with the landlord that's all right? Because I said last week about the real and fake tree thing.
Yeah, no.
What's he saying?
Okay. Keep things away from him. The tree situation, though, baubles, pricey as.
Depends where you go, Chris.
Lights, pricey as. So
you've never done this before, have you?
No, so the whole thing was just a bit too expensive. So I've ended up buying this sort of, like, foot-high artificial tree which came with lights and
this is so you
and I've sort of elevated it by putting it on a table stacked on a table, so it, you know, it's not a dissimilar height to a normal Christmas tree.
I love how much of an eternal student you are.
It's like the top end of a Christmas tree, if you will.
Right, okay. Is it the ones with like the fiber optic lights? So like,
yeah,
is it really
battery operated?
$7.99.
Oh, it's less than that.
No, it is not.
The lights,
yeah.
It's, you've got to imagine the top foot of a tree. That's my tree.
Okay. But you were going to go full, you were going to go big, weren't you?
I didn't realise the money involved. I'm sorry. It is pricey when you're starting out in this game.
It really, really is, yeah. There's a lot you don't think about. And are the mice happy there?
Well, they're not going to have much room to sort of dance around underneath that tree.
I really want to come round to your flat and see what you've done, because I haven't been round yet, have I?
No, you haven't.
I really want to see it at Christmas in particular.
Pub the other night, we did an impromptu lights turning on
turning off
kind of thing.
No, you turned them off.
Well, I turned them off to allow us to be able to turn on some Christmas lights. Well, no, that's not strictly true. I needed to charge my phone.
Yeah, so actually just unplugged all of the lights.
But then it did lead to a very moving moment where we turned the lights back on.
Back on again, and yeah, that pub love us, don't they?
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know where you're getting your trees from. There's a lot of people with a lot cheaper.
Really?
Yeah, it's all about the inflatable tree as well for a lot of people this year.
Yeah.
Now, they're very, very cheap. You should have gone down that road.
I think the point is you've got to build up the decorations over the years, store them in a box, add a few more every year.
Yeah, I mean,
expensive starting out.
Yeah, you're just starting out. I mean, next year you can get maybe the next tier of the tree.
Yeah, I'll go for the middle half.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just seen that Danny Howard off Dance Anthem's just gone skiing.
Yeah.
Rude, actually. Not, we were talking about skiing while he was here the other day, not invited us. We don't want to do actual skiing, we just want to do the après ski.
So you've just gone for the weekend then?
Check it.
Literally loving it. Living the life.
He is loving life. You know what I mean?
Superstar DJ.
Absolutely. He won a competition on Radio 1. His life's brilliant now.
Mm. He's on.
Fair play to him.
I am jealous.
Yeah. He's on. He's just had his first beer up the slopes.
Yeah.
I don't think he can ski. He therefore an ideal person for me to go on a skiing holiday with. No skiing would get done. Particularly strong Inuit and Bingos last week. Sam Bailey off X Factor was on. She was good at the weekend, wasn't she?
Yeah. I mean, what you saying about that? Loads of people are saying that.
I'm saying it's in the bag, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. She is the best, I'd say, out of those.
Mm.
Those three. That's my opinion, of course.
Yes. Well, went off, didn't it, when rough copy went?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, sorry, by the way, that's a plot spoiler, if you recorded it.
Oh.
There were always people that go, oh, thanks for ruining the results for me. What am I supposed to do? I'd never say anything, would I? So Sam Bailey was on Innuendo Bingo last week, and you can see that particularly good performance from her on the Radio 1 YouTubes.
For those travellers in 1913 clutching their Bradshaws in one hand and their John Ruskin in the other...
Is that one?
Oh, that's amazing.
Michael Fazillo there.
Clutching their Bradshaws in one hand.
Love her. And she did a selfie, surprisingly, like she always does with everyone famous. That's you, that is. She was like, you're the one off Mila Kunis, aren't you?
She's... We really like her.
We like her a lot. She's fun. And then... We had Yumi at Six on playing Innuendo Bingo last week. That is also, the video for that is also on Radio 1 YouTube.
She's got long, long levers. No, she didn't like it. Normally you hear a bit of a grunt afterwards if they love it.
the athletics.
Oh, she did not like that.
No,
did she?
It's one of my favourite clips, that.
Normally you hear a bit of a grunt afterwards if they love it.
Give it a grunt.
So that was the Yumi at Six boys on Thursday. Both of those videos available to watch now on Radio 1 YouTubes. This week, we've got Phil and Alice playing tomorrow because on Wednesday night, we're on their show again. Now, this is the third time that I've been asked to do this kind of bedroom DJing that we're doing. They're having a Christmas party on Wednesday night.
So they do these bedroom parties. We've been asked before. The first time we went, we came up with this brilliant idea that we'll do songs to lie down to, kind of
like smooth grooves, R&B,
and make it our thing, because the idea is we both turn up there, play three songs, and then there's loads of people on in the evening. It's a really cool idea.
Yeah, play some Genuine and go.
So first time we're set to be there, it's quite late at night, you were ill.
Yes.
And so I had to do it alone.
Yeah.
And did my thing. I played some slow jams.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got invited back, unbelievably, second time, because they were like, well, brilliant, we'll get Scott along this time, just because he couldn't make the last one, don't want him to miss out. Anyway, ill again.
Yeah, I wasn't very well.
I can't remember what the excuse was for the second time.
Definitely going to be there, though, on Wednesday. from 10 p.m. on Phil and Alice's show. Check us out as we play some smooth grooves, some R&B flavours for you.
Oh, and we could do with some ideas for what we could play, because obviously we've gone through a few now already.
Yeah.
Also, you know how last time Greg stepped in last minute and replaced you?
Yes.
Because, you know, it became apparent you weren't going to be able to turn up. Greg stepped in. So this time they've booked him just in case you...
Oh, I saw that on the poster. Is that why?
Yeah, it's a precautionary measure.
In case I'm a no-show.
To ensure that Greg can be... So what I thought we could do is we'll provisionally say for now we're going to be... We're going to have like three of us, like the Swedish House Mafia of Music to Lie Down to.
That's what we're like.
And then if you do drop out, at least I'm safe in the knowledge that Greg's going to be... If any of us drop out, yeah, in fact, at least we're safe in the knowledge that the show can go on.
Yeah. I'm looking for kind of like quite dirty R&B flavours, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's what it was last time. It's a late night listen. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not for daytime. So any suggestions? 81119.
Also, rather worryingly, the same night as the Radio 1 Christmas party.
I know. It will be fine. I promise. I'll be there at both.
Promise?
Well, yes. Yes, I will. That's Wednesday, isn't it? I'll
write Wednesday.
That down.
Okay. I mean, Scott, so, you can't miss it. I can't, for
not
time.
For a third time. And it's just awful, isn't it? I'll be there, I promise. Phil and Alice on this show tomorrow playing Innuendo Bingo before we play their bedroom party on Wednesday night on Radio 1. And on Thursday, yes, this is happening, Sunita plays Innuendo Bingo at 1:45.
Scott Mills Daily.
Just wanted to check, have we got everything ready for the things that we normally do over Christmas, and when are you planning on doing them?
Okay, what do you need?
Well, loads of people have been asking me this. It's like we haven't really done any of the normal stuff. You know, playing Wrap Myself in Paper.
Oh, Magnus Carlsen? I think it's still a bit early for that.
Inevitably, that always involves me ending up getting wrapped in paper.
Remember when I wrapped you up and sent you to Fern Cotton's desk once? That was when you were quite new.
Do you know what? I've probably been on your show for about a week or two.
Yeah, she had no idea who you were. It was really awkward.
It was well awkward.
So Magnus Carlsen, probably next week, I'm saying for that. Actual fact, he lives off that song and me playing it every year.
That's the only money he receives, is you playing it a few times at Christmas.
Pays his rent.
And that's,
all year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dial a Carol?
Oh, do you really want me to do that again?
It's got to happen.
It's been on for like 7 years, maybe more.
Have they not ramped up the technology yet to do... Are they not on Skype or anything like that yet?
No, it's still a really... It's still a phone call. If you don't know this, that every year the University of Illinois set up a Dial a Carol service. I think I first heard about this when I was on Early Mornings a long time ago.
Blimey.
So... they've been doing it ever since, and they just have a little thing where you can call up, it's just a number, call up, and they're like, "Hi, Dial a Carol," and we've got them to sing all sorts over the years, and there's like a team of 10 people. What else am I going to get them to do?
Well, that's it, that's your
I've
concern,
exhausted
isn't it?
Every single opportunity with Dial a Carol, but it's Christmas, you see, people don't like change. So, I mean, I'll just do it again for you if you want.
Exactly, especially me. And finally, you
it's
know where
one,
we ring,
it's one joke, but yeah, sure.
Where we ring the shopping channels.
Oh, really? Again?
To get each other's presents. Do you want to explain that? I don't even know if this can work in modern times anymore.
I know, but basically where you call up QVC or one of those shopping channels and then you just buy whatever's on the screen at the
Literally
time.
Literally whatever they're selling.
But we're not watching it. All of those things, Chris, if you want them to happen...
I do.
They can happen. I mean, imagine with that Christmas without Band-Aid. It wouldn't happen. It's been on for, like, what is this, 30 years old now?
Come on, Mills, we've got to do all these.
Can't change it. Cannot.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I find it really weird that on the 9th of December, some people are texting in today going, "Bit too much Christmas, Mills." It's the 9th of December. It's fine. Mm. That was Band-Aid and Do They Know It's Christmas.
This song that you played to me last week, I haven't been able to get out of my head. I really want you to play it now.
Should I give it a little while?
I just think it's you played it on the radio to me last week. I'd never heard of it before. You'd heard of this.
Mm.
But I think it, in a time where it feels that you always hear the same Christmas songs, this is going to be a very pleasant change.
This is one of them that, like, not many people know here at all, but in America, this song is on.
Can
like
we
I was
make
saying
it
last
a
week.
Thing?
What, our thing this year?
Feliz Navidad.
That's Merry Christmas in Spanish.
Feliz Navidad.
Yes. Yes, it's on.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año.
Probably rude that bit.
Felicidad.
Should check the lyrics.
Feliz Navidad.
I think we're fine.
Feliz Navidad.
I've never heard this before.
The tune.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
This is the best bit now.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
It's a banger.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
How much do you love this? A lot.
Oh, it's. I found myself in the pub the other night singing it. My mates were like, what are you
what
doing?
What is this thing you're singing? We should give this a play every day now.
I say we get right behind. Is this an old song?
Really old. It's off the early 70s.
Can this be brought back? Because I think Christmas is lacking Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, by Jose Feliciano.
Tune.
Still going. Oh, they use it in Spanish lessons at some people's schools. Cool.
You a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, loads of people have to sing it in Spanish at school.
Merry Christmas.
That's it.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Is it too early for Feliz Navidad? I've just had a little panic attack about it.
Michael Bublé covered this in his Christmas album.
Really? Don't give any more monies to Bublé. He's got enough.
Merry Christmas from the bottom.
Scott, I think you should get right behind this one again.
I'm on it.
BBC
I'm on it.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills Daily.
Got anything you want to say, Chris, about tomorrow before we, well, before I head down to Wembley? Anything you want to say maybe to Matt Finch?
I think everything's kind of been said. We know where we stand with all this. I'm not playing.
Bitter.
No, I'm not bitter. I really.
Well, you are a bit.
No, I'm. Do you know what? If anything, I'm just a bit jealous.
Yeah.
Because I would love to have played, but you know what? I'm going to find any excuse to go down there.
Okay, so
if you're doing the commentary, I'll hold your CDs. Not that you really need them in this instance.
I'm not playing any songs.
But you know what I mean? I'll come down. I'll find a way.
So it's the Radio 1 Breakfast Show broadcasting live from Wembley Stadium for the rematch between the Radio 1-durers and Tottenham Ollie Hotmers. Last time was a crushing defeat. The Radio 1 team lost 11-1. So they have dumped the old team and replaced them with the likes of Mark Wright, Jamie from Maiden Chelsea, James Arthur, Danny Howard, Rizzle Kicks. Hang on a second, isn't Danny Howard skiing right now?
I can only assume he's going to be flying back very soon.
Oh, right, okay, good. Well, he's been doing the après skis today.
Yeah.
He's in no fit state. Kickoff is at 9 o'clock tomorrow, and you'll be hearing all the expert commentary on the home of football, the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, from Michael Owen, Guy Mowbray and me.
Oh, it's ridiculous. You don't understand how cool that is what you're doing.
I mean, it's an honour. I won't be any good, but it's an honour. Greg James is going to do the halftime entertainment. Oh, God, what's that? Oh, he's doing the national anthem. Okay, fine.
Yeah, but at least that guarantees his clothes will be on.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, there's going to be some streaking or whatever. Halftime entertainment. Tomorrow morning from 6:30 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show from Wembley.
Is that Wembley, man?
I know, it's very exciting.
It's so cool.
I know. That's tomorrow. Make sure you listen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That new farmhouse scene is really happening at the moment. There's
is it a
so
genre?
Much. It's a genre now, yeah. Farmhouse. There's so much farm everywhere.
It's a farm rave.
There's that Kesha one as well with Pitbull, which is the lolliest thing I've heard in a long time. But quite good for Christmas. Hi, Dan and Phil.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm enjoying the stuff that fans sometimes send to you.
Yeah, we were just given a mysterious brown cardboard box that looked really suspicious and it had bits of hair stuck under the sellotape that was used to seal it together.
Yep.
But it was a nice gesture as someone made clocks out of silhouettes of our faces.
It's weird, but it kind of works.
It's really impressive.
It's
I like it, yeah.
It's like a mobile and a clock and our face at the same time.
Mm-hmm. But it's clearly a DT project. They've clearly done this as a school
they
project.
Have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very good. So what have you got for us this week, please?
Well, we've been set a challenge to make a music video against each other, facing off each.
Yes, because the thing is, we've been doing these Dan versus Phil challenges in our show like every single week of the year, and then recently we decided to turn it into a leaderboard thing, and the person who wins at the end of the year, whoever loses will have to do some horrific forfeit. But the people that make our show decided that the last challenge would be that we both have to make a music video, as that's kind of what our show is all about. But we're not allowed to tell each other what we're up to, so this whole week we've been making music videos without we live together, so that's just really awkward.
That's gotta be awkward, hasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
Are you roping in celebrity friends now? Isn't one of you friends with Rebecca Black?
Yeah.
Am I right in it? Or are you both with her?
She is amazing.
Love her.
She is the life of a party. A party hasn't begun until Rebecca Black arrives, and she's like 15.
Could rope her into it, maybe.
Yeah. Seriously.
Have you heard, I take it you're about her latest...
We played Saturday last night.
Yeah. Right. we may have given it a little spin earlier as well.
Oh, nice.
Good, yeah.
And I'm enjoying, what's his name, Dave?
Dave Days.
He's really good.
He's cool.
He's great. Yeah.
Feet Dave Days. So, I mean, with the music videos happening, is it like you'll come into the flat in the evening, Dan, and Phil will be there trying to hide what's on the laptop again? Just not making another music
video? Well, generally, I like to hide what I'm doing on my laptop from Phil, but now it's professional.
Yeah. Okay. And I've even roped you two in as well, Scott and Chris.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
oh,
really?
Are we on?
Yep.
Have we already been involved, or are we about?
You're going to be involved after this, but we've also made a video diary of our progress so far, which is on the radio on YouTube at the moment.
Amazing. All right, Real or No Real is happening right now with Dan and Phil. So give yourself 10 points if you get any of these right.
In 2012, there were no newborn babies named Nigel.
My dad's called
Nigel. Your dad's called Nigel. It's a top name, isn't it?
It's a strong name.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Nigel Thornberry.
It's a solid name. But were there no babies called Nigel in 2012?
Oh, this is incredible. If this is already my favourite fact, if true, because I have wondered this every now and then. Yeah, are there names which just
die out? Go extinct.
And we're saying that Nigel is the kind of name that people are not keen on in the modern age.
Hmm. I'm not sure.
Well, that'll please his dad, and also the one that works here.
Yeah. Well,
sorry.
We'll be getting the Glee Christmas song every day now.
I think the thing is, if you look at a baby doesn't look like a Nigel.
It's so cute. Baby Nigels.
That's nonsense.
Nigel is a name you grow into, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I
mean, it's kind of like when you're 54, you're Nigel.
But Nigel in The Office was once a baby.
Yeah.
It's hard to think, isn't it? But he was.
It's like Eugene or Prudence or Gertrude or something when you look at a little baby.
I heard that my dad kept the same face throughout his life. So he had like an old man's face as a baby.
Oh, right.
He had a beard?
He's not got a baby face now.
I really wondered where that was going, Phil. Anyway, real or no real, please?
I'd love it if it's real. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to defend the honour of my dad with no real.
I think someone out there will have done it, so I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, that's really annoying. I really wanted that one to be real.
Sorry, Nigels.
What about this?
Mosquitoes can smell your ankles.
Why specifically ankles?
No.
What does that even mean?
They do get you on the ankle a lot, though. That's the worst part.
I thought that's just because it's exposed area between, knee and shoe. Yeah. You always go for the ankle. You know what I mean? Because the skin's thin or something. I don't know.
Yeah. But you're right. There are a lot on the ankles of mosquito bites.
Is it true if you drink tonic water, they sort of stay away?
Pretty much, yeah. They don't like the quinine in tonic.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Good fact. I hate tonic water, so that's not helpful.
But if you are going to any kind of rainforest, little tip there, just keep on the gin.
do you remember when I...
It worked for me in Thailand.
You told me off because I stocked up when I was going to Isla of Fernando's on holiday.
I was like, seriously, it's Tenerife. I mean, there's not a big threat of mosquitoes there, especially not dangerous ones.
I turned up with... I had to go down the road to get all the repellents ready for
But he was like literally buying that, the stuff that you do go to the jungle with.
Yes.
Get all the
jungle formula. It's like, it's Fernando's.
Like snake spray.
You can't be too sure. mosquitoes can smell your ankles, real or no real?
Real.
That one is real.
Probably real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Okay.
It is,
do you have an explanation for that?
Yeah. So scientists found that mozzies are attracted to parts of the body they're normally exposed from clothing, so they know where to attack you best. They do know.
Can I do my fiends. Mosquito noise?
Go. Oh, that's actually frightening.
Everyone in their car's crying right now.
Horrible. And what about this?
Flared trousers were so popular in the 1970s that even the Queen used to wear them.
Scott.
No, I'm not hooing the Queen.
That's my treason.
I know, I'm hooing flares, not the Queen.
You just hooed the Queen.
I'm sorry, Your Majesty.
Oh, no.
I didn't hoo the Queen.
Oh, you're going to be off.
I'm not here tomorrow, you'll know why. So, the Queen used to wear flares. They were so popular. I'd quite like to see you two in some flared trousers.
Yeah, I think we could bring them back.
I think that it would be a good look for you.
Yeah.
So, is it true that they were well popular back in the 70s.
Well, they definitely were well popular, but I don't...
But even the Queen used to wear them.
Has she ever worn jeans?
Diamond-encrusted jeans.
No, that's, you know, no, but seriously, other than, yes, like, horse-riding trousers.
Have you ever seen the Queen in jeans? No.
No,
exactly.
Point.
That's a very good point. Point.
And I would like to see it, like, dressed down a bit. Do you know what I mean?
I think she would have tried them once. I have faith.
No, she must have worn jeans at some point, even in private time.
You've never seen the Queen in a jean?
Private jeans.
No, I've never seen the Queen in a jean, but she must have done it behind closed doors.
Just for the experience.
Just for Philip.
You're never going to look back in your life and wonder, you know, because she knows everyone must wear jeans, right? Even if she can't be seen out, what have you done?
It's fell off my chair. Hang on.
Oh, Scott.
It's one of those. So, yeah, real or no, real, please.
So, are we saying in public that she would have worn flares, or is
just in her life?
So, is it just that she used to all the time, or that she has ever worn flare jeans? What is it?
It just says they were so popular in the 70s that even the Queen used to wear them.
Used to. I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
No real.
That one's real.
Yes.
Whoa, and we do have picture evidence of the Queen in flared trousers. Obviously, you can't see it because it's the radio, but...
Awesome.
Put it on the Radio 1 Twitter.
Yes,
imagine if you just signed up to the Radio 1 Twitter and the first thing you see is a picture of the Queen in 1975 with some flares on. Thanks, Radio 1.
On the beach.
I've never seen the Queen like that.
Can I see, please?
It's mad.
Got to put this on Twitter.
I'm not even sure if that is the Queen.
That's not the Queen.
That's not the Queen.
Anyway, next.
In a recent interview, former MP and Strictly Come Dancing contestant Anne Widdecombe said that she still swears by search engine Ask Jeeves.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
The search engines are available and are just as good.
I did used to use said search engine.
What did you use to ask Jeeves? I don't really know.
I would type in the whole question. Do you know, as a proper full-on, like...
Dear Jeeves.
I'm looking to try and find a website to see this.
Yeah,
you
it
know
wasn't
what I mean?
Marketed like, very clearly, no, was it? Because it's just a search engine.
You had to ask him.
But you didn't have to actually ask. It's just everyone did it and then made their searches less good.
I tried to make him angry.
Dear Jeeves.
Didn't work. I think Anne Widdecombe might enjoy our
seriously,
Jeeves.
This chair is...
It's broken.
She seems like the sort of person that would probably have half of her screens are just toolbars she's installed. You know what I mean? When you have a granddad and it's just like all these Yahoo search bars and then there's actually like 2 pixels worth of screen. That would be Anne, I reckon.
So is Anne Widdecombe still a massive fan of Ask Jeeves? Real or no real?
Is that even on the internet anymore?
I don't know.
It might be.
Wow.
I don't know. People have their ways, don't they? It's like they stick with it. She probably was told that and swears by it. We'll never go for this newfangled Google.
She won't want to do that.
It's like AOL. It's just confused old people.
Jeeves has been good to her over the years, I think. Anyway, real or no real?
Totally real, I reckon.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh!
Have faith.
And finally, on today's Real or No Real...
Scott Mills has just eaten 40 chicken nuggets.
Oh, is this like a bonus round? I'm going to say no real, because actually, although I did get us 40 nuggets for us to eat, you have eaten very few of them.
I can't do that.
And we do need to finish them before the end of the show.
They smell good.
Me and Phil could smell it in the corridor, not even in the bit outside the studio. Just like, what's that waft? Who's got... And then Chris was like, want some nuggets?
That's my friend there, yeah.
Yep.
So, real or no real, Scott Mills just eaten 40 chicken nuggets.
I'm going to have to say no real because I've eaten more than you and I've eaten, I think, 15 so far.
I've had half of one.
The fact that they're still outside, I think you're lying. No real.
That one is real.
That's not real, though.
What?
Right, I'm contesting my own thing on my show.
I know
it's not real.
Don't you have control of what you play?
That one is no real.
Right, okay, well, they just put in that it was real. Pesky kids.
Bonus round threw me somewhat. I think I may have got the scoring wrong throughout this game.
Oh, however, brilliant.
I am going to say with confidence that I got 10 points, Phil got 30, and Dan got 30.
Yay! Okay, high five.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dan and Phil, back on with the Request Show, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Look at the YouTubes for the videos.
Yeah, it's our season finale. It's the last one we're together for the year, so watch it, because it's going to be fun.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow from 1 p.m. on Radio 1, I will have highlights of all my commentary from the big match at Wembley tomorrow. And at 1:45, playing innuendo bingo, it's late night husband and wife radio team, Phil and Alice.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio.